Good evening. This is Stuart Holman. I'm here with Peter Ellehorst, who's the president of the Greater Cincinnati Performing Arts Society. I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with the wonderful talent that you and your organization have brought to this town over the last decade or so. So good evening, Pete.
Good evening, Stuart. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Let's start by giving our listeners a good idea of what your Performing Arts Society does and what you have on tap for us coming up.
A lot of great stuff coming up, a lot of changes actually going on as well. We founded this organization in 2007, really with a twofold mission. First and foremost, we wanted to create and generate a mid-level performing arts series, which is one that currently does not exist in the Cincinnati market. When we're talking mid-level, you're typically looking in the 1,600 seat range. So what we're doing is we're utilizing high school and college facilities, which give us a capacity of roughly about 1,000. So it gives us the opportunity to bring in artists that up to this point typically have been bypassing Cincinnati. Second part of our mission is we are a registered nonprofit charity. We not only support tuition assistance programs at Catholic elementary schools throughout Greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, but this year we're also going to start including some children's health organizations. Right now we're vetting a number of foundations, but all of them are great foundations, wonderful people to work with. So all of the proceeds that we generate are going to support children's health and children's education programs.
It's a bit unique from my experience around the music business, a bit unique to have a concert series that has that kind of a mission. How did that take place?
Well, some of you may be familiar with Tommy Emmanuel out there. And when we put this together, it was really Tommy Emmanuel that was our inspiration to put this together. We wanted to find a way to get him to Cincinnati. Tommy, again, was one of those artists that kind of fell in no man's land, kind of in that mid-level range. And he had been trying to get to Cincinnati for 6 years, and no promoter would take him. But when we decided to do this, we thought, you know what? We all have regular jobs. We're kind of doing this as a sideline. We're doing it for love of music. And we decided that we would also try to see what we could do to incorporate ways that we could also benefit children in the Cincinnati area as well. So our whole organization is 100% volunteer. Nobody in this organization makes a penny. And we do everything we can to try to support a lot of these great programs for the future of our kids.
You mentioned that there's a change in the air, and I'm certain that there are many of our listeners that have attended your wonderful concerts, including the fabulous Tommy Emmanuel, and they're receiving your updates. But what is the new reorganization, and where are you going with that?
Well, the Greater Cincinnati Performing Arts Society is a mouthful. So what we wanted to try to do is we're putting an organizational structure around this. We've got a very engaged board of directors, and all of them are starting to get more actively involved with the organization. So now I have a program committee, marketing committee, finance committee, and it's taken a lot of the pressure off of me, which has been nice. But one of the things the marketing committee did was they really felt that this would be a good opportunity, with this being our 10th anniversary. It was an opportunity to really rebrand and present a new image of the organization. So the series is now going to be titled the Cincy Music Series. You know, it's very simple, very easy to remember. You can see our lineup. You can actually purchase tickets through the website. We actually now, for the first time, are now working through an online ticketing agency where people can print their tickets off at home. They can select all their own seats. So all this stuff is great for us. It's really a big step forward. But the Cincy Music Series is what the title of the series is going to be moving forward.
Tell us about your lineup this year and some of the artists that are going to be coming to the Queen City.
Well, we have a great lineup this year. And one of the things we always like to do is try to make sure we have a nice, diverse offering. So you get a little bit of everything. So we're going to be starting off on Saturday, September 10th, with Mark Broussard, who hails from New Orleans. The guy's just a great, soulful, Cajun R&B vocalist, songwriter. Incredibly powerful voice. I've been trying to get him in for 3 years, so really excited we finally got him in. He'll be at the St. Xavier Performing Arts Center on September the 10th. On October the 29th, this is going to be a fun show, 1964 The Tribute. They're the number one Beatle tribute band in the world. What they like to do is replicate the live Beatle experience, and this is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles at Crosley Field. So what they're going to be doing is they're going to play the actual set list from the Crosley Field show. And we're going to bring in Dusty Rhodes and some of the guys who were there at that event. And we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary. So all of you out there who were at Crosley Field that fateful night, you definitely want to try to make that show. It's going to be a fun celebration. And these guys nail the live Beatle experience. That one's going to be at the University of Mount St. Joseph. on Saturday, November the 26th. Really excited about this. The Annie Moses Band is going to come in and do their Christmas show. Now, Annie Moses has been prominently featured on PBS, and we're actually going to be doing a promotion with them on WCET Monday night, August the 22nd. They're a family of Juilliard-graduated musicians. Some of them actually studied here at the Conservatory in Cincinnati. But just an amazing group. It's sort of a classical contemporary crossover. Their arrangements are stunning. It's going to be a fabulous Christmas show. And that will be at the Macaulay Performing Arts Center on, again, November the 26th. That'll be the Saturday right after Thanksgiving, just in time for the kickoff of Christmas. Saturday, January the 28th, we're going to have Sierra Hall. Sierra is sort of a rising star in bluegrass circles. She's kind of a prodigy with the mandolin, recorded her first album at the age of 13, just recently released her fourth album, which hit number one in the bluegrass charts. Really an exciting young gal, and again, really making her name well-known within bluegrass circles. Those are some of the best players in the business, bar none. On Saturday, March the 11th, we have Rhythm of the Dance, which features the National Dance Troupe of Ireland coming in. It's going to be a river dance style show. It's going to have Celtic tenors, Celtic music, plenty of dance. There's about 23 cast members, I believe, in the show. So it's going to be one of the larger cast members that we've done for the shows we've performed. That's going to be, again, March the 11th at Mount St. Joseph University. On Saturday, April the 8th, Mike Ferris, who has got a really incredible history behind him. He just won the Grammy for Best Traditional Gospel, an incredibly powerful singer. He actually does a Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute called Double Trouble. He has also a Motown and R&B review show that he does, as well as some of the gospel music they perform. So it's a great mix of a lot of different influences. Just an amazing powerhouse of a singer. That is going to be at the Matthews Auditorium at Princeton High School, which is the brand new theater that they just built up there. And we're going to be finishing the series Saturday, May the 6th with Arrival, which is the number one ABBA tribute band from Sweden. We always like to end with a show that's always a lot of fun, and one that really is kind of cross-generational. And, of course, with the success of Mamma Mia and the musical, really exposed a lot of generations to the music of ABBA. So this, again, is going to be a really fun show. I think it's going to be a great way to celebrate our 10th anniversary and a fun way to wrap up the season.
You know, Pete, you mentioned earlier about wanting to provide a wide span of talent and genres, if you will, and that's a pretty incredible lineup, I think. You pretty well got your bases covered, I think.
We really do our homework every year. We work very, very hard to make sure that the artists that we bring in, the shows that we bring in, are really going to be top-notch. We investigate a lot of artists, but at the same time, since we're doing these shows at a lot of high school and college facilities, we really have to do a lot of juggling because we have to work around when those venues are actually available. And so you have to look at artist routing, artist availability, venue availability. So we got to spin a lot of plates in order to pull this off a lot of times.
And you'll find a link to Cincy Music Series, C-I-N-C-Y, on our WVXU website. It's wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been speaking with Peter Ellerhorst, president of the Greater Cincinnati Performing Arts Society, and this is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati. Shoot on!